A Massachusetts judge is considering today whether to set aside or reduce the murder conviction of British au pair Louise Woodward. The teenager's attorneys say the jury that convicted Woodward of murdering the 8-month-old boy she cared for might have been confused. Prosecutors reject that argument and say the verdict should stand. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Ever since Louise Woodward was found guilty last week of second-degree murder, several jurors have spoken out to say they were unhappy with their options. Jurors were only allowed to judge Woodward on charges of murder, which require malicious intent to kill, and not on manslaughter, more often the charge for reckless or negligent killing. As juror Jody Garber told a British newspaper, quote, "Nobody liked the finding we felt compelled to reach. Nobody was happy having to do this." The sentiment is echoed by countless others, from Woodward's native Cheshire to Cambridge, where more than 100 people rallied outside the courthouse yesterday, hoping to persuade Judge Hillers-Obell to throw out the jury's verdict. Harvard Law School Assistant Professor Carol Steiker says Zobel has wide discretion to act if he thinks justice would be better served. And she says Zobel may well consider what jurors have been saying.
When the judge is given such a broad and mushy authority as to do things broadly to avoid miscarriages of justice, the judge can consider the totality of everything that the judge knows. Now, judges are very reluctant to do this, and they don't do it very often. But this might be one of those rare cases in which he might be very interested in what the actual jurors had to say about that.
In a brief filed yesterday, defense attorneys argued they're entitled to a new trial because medical evidence, they say would have helped exonerate their client, showed up only at the last minute when it was too late to do much good. They also argue that Woodward may have been unfairly hurt by pretrial publicity and by the fact that jurors were not allowed to review all the testimony they asked for during deliberations. But above all, defense attorneys argue they offered more than enough hard evidence that Matthew Eapen's skull fracture was weeks old. The jury was instructed to convict Woodward only if they believed the injury was inflicted on February 4th, as prosecutors charged. But defense attorneys say jurors may have been confused by the instructions.
They didn't grasp it. It's very complicated stuff.
Woodward's lawyers declined to comment for this report, but referred calls to Boston defense attorney Jamie Sultan.
The judge has not only the right, but really the duty to do something about it and to say, look, this is one of those exceptional cases where the jury made a mistake. Or he can say in the alternative, the trial just wasn't fair.
Just because at this stage someone doesn't like the verdict doesn't give them a basis to say the jury verdict should be overturned.
Prosecutor Martha Coakley insists the jury's verdict was reasonable and fair and must be allowed to stand.
The evidence that we presented to this jury was irrefutable that this child was murdered. The jury found that, and we should stick with that. Who are we to second-guess them on that?
Coakley says prosecutors will appeal any decision to change the jury's verdict to acquittal or to order a new trial. But she's surprising legal observers by suggesting that prosecutors might not fight a decision to reduce Woodward's conviction to manslaughter.
We will continue to be, as we have been, reasonable. And if it's reduced and there's a sentence imposed, we will review that on its merits.
While Woodward is serving a life sentence for murder, manslaughter carries a sentence of up to 20 years. It's entirely up to Judge Zobel, but under the law, he could sentence Woodward to the time she's already served, and she could go free right away. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.